This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two bodies remain missing in New Zealand after recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island Sunday. Get more from VOA's Phil Mercer.
Search teams have failed to find the bodies of the last victims of a volcanic eruption in New Zealand. The official number of dead from Monday's disaster stands at 15. The authorities said they faced unique and challenging conditions. The water has been contaminated by the volcano, and divers had to wear special protective equipment. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. On Sunday, recovery teams again landed on the island, but neither of the missing two bodies have been found. It's unclear when another recovery attempt will be made. Six bodies were retrieved Friday by soldiers who were flown in despite the risk of another eruption. The remains have been taken to Auckland for post-mortem examinations. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on about some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December 15th. That's according to the State Council's Customs Tariff Commission. The statement was issued on the website of government departments, including China's finance ministry, as well as state media outlets. China hopes on the basis of equality and mutual respect to work with the United States to properly resolve each other's core concerns and promote the stable development of U.S.-China economics. With President Trump watching the Navy midshipmen defeated the Army Black Knights 31-7 in the annual Army-Navy college football game, Naval quarterback Malcolm Perry ran for 304 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Mids and earn the game's MVP award. Meanwhile, Louisiana State University quarterback Joe Burrow won the 2019 Heisman Trophy. This is VOA News.